Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
6:46, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Brian Taylor, Director of the Moynihan Institute of Global Affairs at the Maxwell School at Syracuse University. His most recent book is Russian Politics, A Very Short Introduction. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me back on.
Thanks for taking the time. Let's talk about how we got to where we are before we talk about where we might be going. Just a little backdrop for people, because here's the deal, Professor. People are bombarded with, I don't know, 7,200 messages a day, and they might know that there's something going on in Ukraine, and they might be in favor of something or not in favor of something when they don't realize the context or how we got to where we are.
Yeah, the question is always, how far back do we want to go? I mean, there was big news last week when this reported 28-point plan between Russia and the United States came out, and people started to learn the details and found out that from the point of view of Ukraine, it was more a surrender document than a peace deal. And on the U.S. side, it looked more like a business plan than, a foreign policy plan. But I think we can set that plan aside because it looks like within the last 24, 48 hours, that one has been scrapped, and they're talking about a new one now that allegedly has 19 points. But maybe we should just boil it down to President Trump came to office saying he was going to solve the Russia-Ukraine war in 24 hours. We're now in November, and of course, the war goes on with even more intensity than it was going on a year ago. And we're really not any closer to a peace deal or even a ceasefire at this point. Russia and Ukraine still remain very far apart. And U.S. efforts, while, determined, have not moved the needle very much, I would say, on Russia's war aims.
So to go way back, the Soviet Union broke up and Ukraine was just sitting there minding its own business. Accurate or not?
Yeah, completely accurate. And we should say that Russia, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, on at least four occasions explicitly agreed, including in writing, that Ukraine's borders as of 1991, when the Soviet Union collapsed, were its legal international borders. That was not a matter of dispute for anyone until 2014, when Putin annexed Crimea and sponsored a war in the southeastern part of Ukraine. Then, of course, 8 years later in 2022, launched a full-scale invasion of the entire country. This was clearly a blatant violation of international law, and that is obvious. And so the question is, what do we do about it now? And the Biden administration policy was to support Ukraine with military and economic assistance, without really, I don't think, a clear idea of how to end the war except force Russia to lose. And then Trump had a very different strategy, which is we're going to bring about a peace deal. But Russia doesn't want a peace deal. It still wants control over Ukraine. So in that sense, we're kind of stuck at the moment.
Why is Ukraine so important to Russia?
If someone has 30 minutes of time, I would recommend, I know they don't, I would recommend they go watch the first half hour of the Tucker Carlson interview with Vladimir Putin. You can find it on YouTube. And Carlson asks him, you know, why did you invade Ukraine? And Putin spends the next 30 minutes giving a history lesson that starts in 862. So I think we should say that Ukraine really matters to Putin because Putin is obsessed with this notion that Ukrainians and Russians are the same people and historically they were the same country, and that what happened in 1991 was a mistake when Ukraine was allowed to go free, and he's trying to reverse that, and he thinks that's going to be part of his major historical legacy. And it's hard to negotiate with someone who, you know, thinks the story starts 1,200 years ago and he needs to right the wrongs of world history.
The only worse than that is somebody's talking to God. Somebody's talking to God, right? Because how do you negotiate with that? We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back talking to Brian Taylor, our friend, the director of the Moynihan Institute of Global Affairs at the Maxwell School at Syracuse University. Most recent book, Russian Politics, a very short introduction, talking about what peace could look like between the Ukraine and between Ukraine and Russia, if, in fact, there is such a thing. I don't know if I'm Zelensky, if I'm willing to give up any land, or I don't know if the United States should be willing to tolerate any Russian aggression on this. So how do you get Putin to back down? I don't know. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WW.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You well. 657, 3 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Brian Taylor, director of the Moynihan Institute of Global Affairs at the Maxwell School at Syracuse University. Most recent book, Russian Politics, very short introduction. Professor, somebody texted in, I think it's an interesting text, and they said, quite simply, Germany, Poland, Russia, Ukraine, explain the difference.
Quite a few differences, I would say. Germany and Poland are democracies. They're
no,
US
I think they mean
allies.
What happened in World War II, I think is what they're saying.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, I mean, I think that, okay, now I understand the question. Sorry. Certainly some big similarities, right? Because what Russia did in Ukraine starting in 2014 and then 2022 was trying to redraw the boundaries of Europe through force, which is a world we thought we left behind after 1945. And of course, you know, Second World War was fought against Germany's effort to redraw the map of Europe by force. So in that sense, there's a big similarity. I mean, obviously there are differences. There isn't something like the Holocaust today, but it's also the case that Russia is launching missiles and drones at Ukrainian cities every single night. I think the number of people killed in Kyiv last night was 7, with 20 more injured. So, this is a major challenge, I think, to the nature of the international system built after World War II. And that's one reason why I think many people think not forcing Ukraine to give away territory that it is legally theirs is an important principle to hold on to.
Yeah, somebody texted in, why would Zelensky be willing to give up billions of American dollars? And I would just caution this person, you better watch what political corner you paint yourself into, because you align yourself with one person and all of a sudden that person changes their mind and you're in a corner by yourself, painted into the corner. This is not about money. This is about territory. And an analogy would be if Mexico were to come in and take over Texas.
Yeah.
That'd be an analogy.
But I would say also, yeah, I would also say to your listener that U.S. is not providing economic or military assistance to Ukraine anymore. The only military assistance it's currently providing is selling weapons to European countries that then transfer it to Ukraine. So direct U.S. assistance other than intelligence sharing has ended under the Trump administration. That was a clear position of the president. Many people in his own party oppose him on that, but that's U.S. policy.
Thank you, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.